You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Next Saturday in Vancouver, there'll be a grand march for housing. It's organized by the Citywide Housing Coalition. Dozens of community, faith, and union groups have endorsed this march, and the march calls for an end to homelessness by building social housing, raising welfare and minimum wage rates, and increasing protection for tenants. Does the campaign against war have a place in this march? The local anti-war coalition Stop War thinks so, and so do the Housing Coalition organizers. To discuss the common elements, I'm joined in the studio by Derek O'Keefe. He's co-chair of StopWar.ca. Good morning, Derek. Welcome back to Red Eye.
Good morning, Mordecai.
Why is Stop War eagerly participating in the April 4th Grand March for Housing?
Well, the connection of housing and war is something the anti-war movement has been trying to do over the last couple of years, and by an accident of timing, we had a wonderful opportunity to do it on April 4th. The European and Canadian anti-war movements are having a day of action on April 4th against the war in Afghanistan and against NATO, because first five days of April, NATO is having a major summit in Strasbourg, and of course, key on their agenda will be escalating the war in Afghanistan. So in response, Canada and Europe are mobilizing against this, and here in Vancouver, our planned date of mobilization coincided with this major housing initiative, and this is the second time in a year that housing and anti-war marches have been pegged for similar dates, so we decided to join in the housing effort and really highlight this connection.
Well, would you explain a little bit more what that connection is?
Well, first and foremost, I guess, is the money that is spent, the extraordinary amount of money and resources that the federal government spends on our military, specifically to invade and occupy and to win hearts and minds, quote-unquote. A lot of the money is so-called aid money being spent in Afghanistan that's really being spent to legitimize the war and occupation. So in 2008, $18 billion were spent on the military, and in contrast, nine times less money, only $2 billion was spent on the entire social housing budget federally. So we think that's just a very clear example of the mistaken priorities of the government, and that it's just totally an absurd notion that Canada is bringing progress and democracy and benefits to the people of Afghanistan if you look at the neglect that social needs suffer here in Canada.
And what about housing for the people where war is waged?
That's the other thing, is that these wars that Canada and other NATO countries are waging are creating homelessness, creating massive displacement. This has always been the case in Afghanistan. When the Russians invaded in the 80s, 4 or 5 million people were made refugees. In this most recent war, hundreds of thousands have been made homeless, some internally refugees, some driven out of the country again, and homes destroyed on a regular basis by aerial bombardment, often called in by Canadian soldiers on the ground. So Canada's government and military is directly complicit in making Afghans homeless. We could look at Iraq, where, again, 4 or 5 million people have been made refugees. Homes are routinely destroyed if they're believed to have housed insurgents or families of insurgents. And then again, of course, similar collective punishment is done in Palestine. And we saw that in Gaza with thousands of homes destroyed in the recent Israeli operation there. So war abroad makes millions of people homeless. And the money that is spent there contributes to the ongoing homelessness crisis here in Canada.
We tend to think of the cutting of the social programs as being associated with Harper. But does this trend of increasing military expenditures and decreasing social expenditures have a longer history in our country?
Sure. Well, people familiar with the housing issue will know that it was under Paul Martin and the Liberals, Paul Martin as finance minister, Jean Chrétien, as prime minister, that the federal government completely got out of the business of building and maintaining social housing. And when we see today the demand being put on the Harper government to implement a national housing strategy and to really take a serious federal government initiative on this nationwide crisis, we have to remember remember that it was the Liberals that initially, the Liberal government of the 90s, that initially began these cuts, and at the same time began increasing military spending and got us involved in a lot of these foreign quagmires. It was the Liberal government of Paul Martin that sent Canadian troops into Kandahar without any discussion in Parliament, let alone in the Canadian public. So the crisis definitely is a bipartisan, has a bipartisan genesis.
So the demonstration is going to be next Saturday, April 4th. What is Stop War doing that will be bringing forward the ideas you've just been discussing of the connections between war and the need for housing?
Well, we're going to have a flyer making some of these basic connections, and we're going to have signs, Stop the War on the Poor from Canada to Afghanistan, Housing Not War, and people are invited to come up with creative ideas and bring their own signs down to the march. The rally next week, the march, will be having several starting points. There will be a starting point at Main and Hastings, one at Thornton Park at the Main Street SkyTrain, and then another one at Seaforth Park at the south end of Burrard Street Bridge. All of these are meeting, people are asked to meet there at noon next Saturday. So the peace movement, we're calling for people to meet at Seaforth Park because, of course, as some people will know, the traditional march for the large anti-war days of action is over the Burrard Street Bridge. So we'll be taking that route in with our banners, and we'll have a big Housing Not War banner. People can look for that if they want to join us at Seaforth Park.
And where will the march culminate and all the different contingents joining from the different areas rally together?
I think the two marches will be streaming together somewhere on Burrard Street and then heading over to the art gallery together for a rally on the Georgia side of the art gallery. If for some reason people are not able to do the march or not able to make it for noon, they can head straight to the Vancouver Art Gallery for 1:30 and take part in the rally.
Thanks very much for coming in and explaining that.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with Derek O'Keefe. He is co-chair of StopWar.ca.